You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Tuesday, California Attorney General Xavier Becerra filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration demanding that the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives correct its interpretation of what qualifies as a firearm. Here are the edited comments of Attorney General Becerra.
We're here because we've got some news. Whether you think of it as good or bad news, it is important news. Today, we are demanding that the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF, address the threat of unregulated and untraceable ghost guns. For decades, federal law has imposed important common sense gun safety restrictions and requirements on the purchase and the sale of firearms in the United States. Federal law requires any firearm sold or imported in the U.S. to have unique serial numbers. But today, these protections are threatened by the rapid spread of ghost guns. These are weapons that are lethal. They are do-it-yourself projects that allow anyone at home to build a fully operable firearm within minutes, using nothing more than commonly owned tools and a prepackaged kit. Once manufactured and assembled, these firearms are indistinguishable from the serialized firearms that are regulated under state and federal law. Anyone can make them, anyone can carry them, anyone can fire them. And because they lack serial numbers, these ghost guns cannot be traced by law enforcement agencies. These homemade weapons have tragically been used in mass shootings across the country and right here in California. And yet, ATF allows these guns to go unchecked, despite having the authority under the Gun Control Act to regulate them. ATF maintains that untraceable, unfinished pistol frames and rifle receivers used to make ghost guns are not guns. We are suing ATF to correct this interpretation of what qualifies as a firearm. Today, because of ATF's failure to regulate these ghost guns in particular, they are fast becoming the weapons of choice for illegal gun traffickers, for organized criminal gangs, and unfortunately, for mass murderers as well. In California, given the ease of purchase and assembly, an increasing number of ghost guns have been recovered in recent years by ATF and other law enforcement agencies. And year after year, the number of ghost guns continues to grow, including a surge of sales during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here in California, we will do our part to protect our communities and stop the indiscriminate loss of life due to gun violence. We owe it to families who are suffering, who have left us so much to do it as soon as we can.